Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about Claude's new research feature. It's fascinating stuff.
I'm all ears. So how does this Claude research stack up against the big boys, like ChatGPT and Google Gemini's deep research?
Well, the author put them head to head using similar prompts. One was about beginner astronomy, equipment, resources, local clubs, the whole nine yards. Claude delivered a comprehensive starter kit, even mentioning specific people and events. Pretty impressive, right?
Definitely. Did it outperform ChatGPT and Gemini?
It was different. ChatGPT and Gemini provided great guides too, but Claude was concise, almost like it knew the user wanted a quick, in-depth guide without the fluff. It's faster too, taking just a couple of minutes compared to the 7 to 10 minutes for the others.
Speed is key. What other prompts did they use?
Another one explored flavor pairing, the science, the culture, the how-to. Gemini, as expected, was quite verbose. ChatGPT went deep into the chemistry. And Claude? Well, Claude gave a thoughtful overview, comparing flavor molecules to dating profiles. It even encouraged experimenting with pairings like strawberries and balsamic vinegar. How cool is that?
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Any other tests?
The last one was about learning Mahjong. ChatGPT and Gemini went all in, covering history, tile types, scoring, the works. Claude, however, was laser-focused on practical tips and exercises, as if prepping the user for a tournament. A very different approach.
So, different strokes for different folks? Is Claude's research feature worth the hype then?
It's definitely good. But it's not exactly comparable to deep research. It's more like a collection of multiple focused queries than a deep dive into every data source. The catch? It's part of the premium Claude Max subscription, which is a bit pricey.
Pricey, you say? So, who's the ideal user for Claude research?
Someone who wants more than a standard AI answer, but not a 25-page dissertation. Someone who values speed and conciseness. If the price comes down, it could be a real game changer.
I see. Interesting. Sounds like a promising tool, though the cost might be a barrier for some. Thanks for breaking it down.
You got it. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.